Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-6- I can't even remember the last four digits here. I apologize. 855-660-4261. I say it so often. I don't know what just happened there. All of a sudden, it just wasn't in my head. Anyways, good morning. We're starting off the day a little crazy here, it's been a long time since I haven't even thought of that I forgot that phone number. Anyways, we're here to help you out with anything gardening related today. Like I said, we'll be here, and you can give us a call, and we will do everything we can to help you out, as always. We're in the weekend, which means, well, it's raining. I discuss it a lot, but New England, we just have had so much rain. It's so interesting, though, just to see the differences of what it, from last year at the same exact time compared to, this year. I don't know if any of you have seen it out there. But there have been a lot of photos out there of just the fall foliage, right? The difference between last year and this year on the same dates. I've seen it in a number of different places, a number of different articles actually about it, that the leaves really are muted. They're not those vibrant colors that always happen around this time. And they're still in, a lot of them are still in the green colors, and they're still just dropping, right? The leaves are dropping and they've stayed green. Or they went to that, yellow color of, the stress, right? Not the yellow because it's supposed to be yellow. Right, so it's just very interesting to see, and a lot of it has to do with how much rain we've had, the water table being so high, and so many other things along those lines. It's kind of crazy to see the differences. If you look at pictures, and I there are a number of places right now that I've seen. Same trees, same everything. Last year at this time, completely in their fall, full, beautiful color. And then this year, still green or light colors, not such vibrant colors. So if you're seeing that in your yard or in the neighborhood, just kind of understand it has a lot to do with the rain. The trees are so saturated that this is what's going on. So, just something to keep in mind this year. And I know a lot of New England this time of year. It's like, all right, it's the time of year. We, you know, the leaves are changing, the season's changing. It's just, it's interesting. I just wanted to bring it up because it is just not something we always see. So, anyways, we're going to be here. We're actually only going to be here till 9 o'clock today. We're having some stuff go on with the radio. Nothing crazy internally. We just have a number of people sick on the inside. I think everybody's sick right now this time of year. And we just can't do the 9 to 10 show, so we'll do a replay of that. You know, nothing we can do about it. I got to take care of everybody out there, make sure everybody is not sick. I think my entire family is sick. I think it's just one of those things where this time of year, if you're not sick, it's like, how'd you do it? People want to know. It's just, it's been one of those, it's going to be one of those seasons, right, where everybody is just not feeling great. So I'll you know, talk about it a little bit as we go on, but nothing we can do about it. Just not enough people to take care of the boards for us, answer phone calls, all those things. And so instead of putting out a bad product for you guys, we'll just replay an hour later on. So just as an FYI, but that's our 9 to 10 o'clock hour. We're doing everything we can to keep live material for you. So we'll continue on with that. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be, like I said, here doing everything we can to help you out, as always. So definitely give us a call. Still dark out there. Still seems like it's still the middle of the night. But next week we got I believe it's next week. It could be 2 weeks from now. We have daylight savings time changing the clocks back, right? Now I think it's 2 weeks from now. Used to be, I swear, used to be back in the day where it was always right before Halloween, right? I just remember as a kid, it was like one of those things where it was right before Halloween because it always was darker when we went out trick-or-treating. But 2 weeks. 2 weeks daylight savings time ends. So we fall back, get that extra hour of sleep, which I can't wait for. My favorite day of the year for that reason alone. Anyways, so we're still getting things finalized in the garden, right? You know, a lot of leaves are out there. A lot of things are going on out there that, you know, we just kind of wait for, right? And it's the time of year where the weather is just dictates when and how we put things to bed, right? I mean, as long as plants are still growing out there, the temperatures are still, you know, decent, where they're not, you know, having a heavy frost, our plants are still doing their thing. I mean, I hate to say, look at the end of this upcoming week, and we're going into 70s again. That looks like it's probably going to be it, but that's, you know, it's pretty late for the fall season. To have some of those warm temperatures, and then eventually, as we get into the beginning of November, it's looking like we're going to start having some of those freezes overnight. So we're just about there. It's one of those things, too, where we're dodging the raindrops for doing some of these projects, right? Because these projects, a lot of them, you know, if you're mowing the lawn one last time, or you're cleaning up the leaves, or you're doing some pruning, or you're doing whichever, it's hard to do in a rainstorm, right? You don't like to use the mower when it's, you know, the ground is saturated. You want to kind of let it dry out a little bit so we're not doing any damage, all those things. So, you know, that's the one of the biggest things this time of year. We're kind of saying, all right, well, if this is how it's going to be, where's the rain going to happen? Is it too cold? Is this too much? So it's looking like next weekend should be a pretty good weekend, just based on the, you know, 10-day forecast, but we all know it changes. But next weekend could be that last weekend to put everything to bed before it gets really too cold where the frost hits. It's also some of the time where some of your perennials, some of your annuals, some of those things, it's kind of the last week for them to be outside if you're going to bring them in. Because we're going to start really getting that cold temperature, and it's not going to just be like a one and done. It's looking like some of the low 30s, mid to upper 30s, are going to be happening consistently overnight in about 10 to 14 days. So that means a lot to our garden. Our garden's pretty much ready to be done. So, you know, get the last of it. You know, soak up that enjoyment. Do those types of things out in the garden. But do realize it's just about over, the season. You know, we're right on the end there. So we'll enjoy it while we can and hope for the best for winter. You never know. Winter is always coming. You just don't know what it's going to bring. They can give us all these different thoughts, but you never know. Anyways, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. And when we get back, there'll be more gardening questions. We'll be back.
Thayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Thayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do actually have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to go right to it. George, who's up first today?
Bob in New Hampshire has got some questions about growing grass.
Awesome. Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
First, before my question, I have a funny situation. There's a landscaping place locally where they had these great big bins with crushed gravel and mulch and loam and this, that, and the other thing. I could go there and buy it by the bucketful.
Okay.
You know, like a buck and a half or a five-gallon bucket. But their insurance company now prohibits them from doing it because there are commercial people in there all the time with trucks and loaders and stuff. So I just wonder, is that something that's happening? Have you run into that?
I've actually heard the same thing. Company I used to work for actually had that for the longest time because of the fact that the machinery that goes around,
right?
It's a liability safety type thing.
Yeah. I mean, this company never had an accident that I know of, but it's just
As you and I both know, insurance companies are they're making their money right now. And so I think that has a lot to do with it because, they're really – I've heard it a number of times, honestly.
Because now if I want it, I'm going to have them deliver it by truck, a bucket full or a half bucket full. I don't need that much stuff. Anyway, my garden problem is this.
Yeah.
I've been trying to start some grass and bare patches.
Okay.
And while I'm doing it, I'm getting overrun with weeds that are coming up in the fall. They're all over the place. I mean, not just in the bare patches. They're throughout my lawn. I was looking at my blueberry patch. They're growing in the mulch around the blueberries. These tiny little green weeds that are coming up, and they're just everywhere. But when I'm trying to put down grass, they're out competing the grass.
Yep.
And I'm not supposed to spray until, two or three, second or third mowing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, right now, it's just probably too late in the season to know anything about it. But how do you deal with a situation like that?
Well, so this tells me that something's going on in the lawn itself. More of, like, the soil isn't, I mean, I'm sure it's pretty good, but I'm sure it could be a little bit better on some of it, and that's what's causing it. Because weeds are opportunists, right? They will go in, into an area when the soil just isn't great and take over.
But, I mean, and, I'm seeing it, and, you know, where my lawn is pretty good, it's still coming up in there.
Well, so,
and these weeds, the thing that worries me is these weeds, they're going to survive the winter, because I've had someone with them before. They'll survive the winter, and then in the spring, they'll be rearing to go.
Yeah, so it's not all just about the soil itself. That's part of it, right? Some will, you know, get in there because of it. I think what's also happened with the, you know, the amount of rain that's been there, some of this has come to the surface from below ground. They've been there. They were there before, but they've been in the soil, and maybe they were just deeper, right?
I mean, this summer's been the worst summer I've ever had for weeds. I mean, I've spent, you wouldn't believe how many hours I've spent dealing with weeds. And the other problem I have is, you know, all these weed killers say don't apply more than twice a year.
Yeah, it's been one of those seasons where, I started to put in a lawn myself, and I gave up. I just said, all right, well, at least it's green right now. Because no matter what I did, you know, the weeds just came in. I do believe it has a lot to do with the weather, the way it's been. The idea here is, you know, using a decent preventative. I mean, you could actually put down the crabgrass control right now because it also does a pre-emergent for some other items out there.
And you can still seed grass with it?
So you would see, there is that seed starter with crabgrass control. Scott's is the only one that carries it.
It's not crabgrass that's the problem.
So if you actually read the fine print, there's a number of other weeds that it will actually help.
Yeah.
Do this for me. We're gonna take a break. Hang tight.
Sure.
I'm gonna pull up the package because it has exactly what we're talking about. Some of these weeds, and it'll help protect them for you for next season. So hang tight. We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. 20 trucks carrying the first humanitarian aid supplies to Gaza were allowed to pass the border crossing between Egypt and Gaza, which opened briefly Saturday for the first time since Israel sealed it off following the attack by Hamas 2 weeks ago. Aid workers say the shipment, which is just a fraction of the nearly 30,000 tons of aid that have been positioned near the crossing for days, is insufficient to address an unprecedented humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Former President Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen says he'll return to New York next week to testify in a civil fraud trial after his initial potential court appearance was delayed due to a medical issue. He's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. A judge has ruled that Trump and his businesses committed fraud by falsely inflating and deflating the value of its assets in order to lower taxes and receive better insurance coverage. The Israeli government is increasing its travel warnings, advising its people not to travel to Egypt and Jordan and avoid all non-essential travel to the North African country of Morocco and all Muslim nations. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to lawn, that right now the weeds are just kind of taking over, and just discussing a few things of what we can do. So, we were talking a little bit about using a crabgrass control with the starter fertilizer, and I think we would want to use that in the spring, right?
Right.
And if you look at the fine print, which I tend to do a lot with these products, they'll actually say right on it what else they will prevent. And, you know, I've looked at the labels. The label itself actually shows that it'll do a few other things other than just crabgrass. It's meant to do a few other products. So if you were using the starter fertilizer in the spring here, it's still actually going to not only do your crabgrass, it will help with the prevention and not complete, you know, eradication, but your carpet weed, your chickweed, porcelain, some ground ivy, bittercress, henbit. Some of those, you know, white clover, yellow nutsedge. But then, if you want to take a look at just the straight crabgrass control, it's also going to do some of those, but a little bit more to it. And like the spurges, the speedwell, oxalis, what else we got? You know, some of a lot of the same ones, but a little bit more. But the idea here is, you can actually put that crabgrass control down now to help it for next spring.
But
so,
it won't do anything about the weeds that I've got now. No.
So what it's going to do is it's actually going to help get rid of some of the seeds and those types of things that are going to seed, going to get to the point so that next spring it's not ready to go. It's already been hit once, and it's got to get hit a second time versus just one time.
I forgot to mention that in the areas where I'm not trying to plant a new seed, I did some spraying a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
With weed control, no effect at all, none.
I think it had a lot to do with the weather, the up and downs of the temperatures that we've been having.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it.
I was wondering about these weeds that I can't identify. I was thinking about just potting some of them up and putting them in, you know, like a flower pot and just letting it grow until I can identify what the heck they are.
I mean, that's definitely not a bad idea. That'll definitely get you an idea so you can know which product to use.
Because at this stage, you know, it's just hard to tell what the heck they're going to turn into.
Yep, understandable. But I do feel that you could be putting something down as a preventative, and I think, you know, you can still do it through November.
Okay.
And
I'll check out some products.
You know, it's on that fine print, but by doing it now, it's like a 1-2 punch. You're hitting it now and then again in the spring. And you're really getting it where it is. You know, right now it's one of the weakest it is because it's dying back. And then in the spring, it's also weak because it's got the new growth, which is easier to affect. So, you know, that's why I definitely think it could be used to help eradicate some of these weeds. You know, looking at the active ingredient, one of them, you know, is Dimension. You can actually purchase that just on its own as well.
Dimension?
Yep.
Yeah. That's like a brand name.
Yeah, so that's from the Dow company. Dow's the one who trademarked it. But it's the active ingredient that is in the product. It's easier than saying what's actually labeled on as the active ingredient. Because it's... I can't even say. It's dithorif. Dithorphrie? I got nothing.
Yeah.
But the idea here is you can actually purchase that as well without a fertilizer in it if you wanted to, right? So just something to be thinking about when it comes to the lawn because there are other options and you can still take care of some of it now versus just in the spring.
There's one other thing I meant to say, too. I'm finding it hard to find bonide products anymore.
Really?
In the big box stores, especially. You know,
they've
Bonide
done
Ultra,
a...
you know, weed. The Ultra Weed Control.
Yeah, so I know that they...
I can't find that.
I know that they are trying to really get more into the independent stores.
Which I don't have.
Yeah, so that's one of the things.
The ones that I had went out of business.
Well... Understand? Yeah, I get it. But that's what they've been pushing for the past couple of years, year or two here, is to try to get more into the independents and help them out. The number of items that go into the box stores now are limited. They're only trying to carry X amount for them, so it's not that easy. Yeah, yep. They had that the name change.
They have more variety for total weed killers, you know.
Yep.
Or like Roundup type stuff, but for broadleaf, you know, more limited.
Well, I think they are working on coming out with some other items to get that aspect. They had to, you know, they had to make some changes, obviously, and separate from certain parts of the company. And I think that had part of it, but they've always been the innovators, the ones that come out with a product and then will actually, then from there, it turns into, it goes on to like the other companies throughout. So, you know, I've seen, you know, they do have some lawn weed in weed and grass killer. They have some, you know, the ones for crabgrass as well. Not bad products by any means. It's just, you know, they're coming out with some of these ahead of time before others. And then they kind of get into that generic.
Yeah. I've just run into a situation. Well, I was mowing my lawn, right?
Yep.
Yellow jackets in the leather, nesting in the ground.
Yep.
So I've gotten stung by yellow jackets, and I'm developing an allergy, right?
Oh, jeez.
And you have to buy EpiPens, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the original EpiPen, now there's three or four copycats.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're trying to figure out which one you should buy. It costs a fortune.
They definitely do, and like I said, with the BioAdvance, they are the ones who pretty much innovate the product and come up with the different solutions, and then eventually after the patent runs out, it goes into the others. So that's kind of how I've always noticed it. It's just they tend to also be a lot more expensive than others.
Yeah.
Right, they're not the easiest to the purchase. Which
I mean, finding, you know, some of these things, you know, it's $20 or more a quart for some of these wheat for the concentrates. You know.
Yes, I've been, you know, I do a lot of the purchasing for the Mahoney's Garden Centers, and I'm noticing the same thing. Right, it's like just trying to purchase it on a store level is like, wow, what is going on here?
Be back at you in the spring, but it's probably a little late to be dealing with these grass weeds.
Some of it, yeah. Anyway. Some of it, yes, but I think that the only one I would look at doing would be that crabgrass preventer.
Yeah.
Just take a look at it, because doing something now is just really honestly helping make the spring a little bit easier. It's not going to, you know, fix the problem, but it's going to help get you a good start, so that when you go to do this, there's something already in the system making waves.
Yeah. Okie doke. Thanks, Bob.
All right, Bob. Have a great one. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got another call on the line. So, George, who's up next?
Bob, he's got a question about Christmas cactus.
All right, Bob. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm looking for Christmas cactus. I had it for years, and a few years ago I started using cactus fertilizer on them.
Okay.
And they all just died off in the spring. So I want to clean the pot out and start over with some fresh red Christmas cactus. So,
gotcha.
Do you have them at Mahoney's? The one I go to is in Tewksbury, I believe.
So they'll be getting them in very soon if they haven't already. I know we're kind of on that switch over for that Christmas into it. They'll definitely have them. And when it comes to a fertilizer, you know, there are certain times to do it, right? It's monthly. You're looking at using, honestly, it's a 20-20-20 or a 10-10-10 liquid fertilizer. I would go more to, you know, Bonide has a 10-10-10 liquid fertilizer you could use. That's one that's really simple, liquid form, right? But they'll definitely be having them in the next, I'd say, once November 1st hits, everything should start be really switching over fully to that point. You know, the soil, you know, you're looking at, it's not completely a cactus soil to it. You could use it, but again, you know, having some of the potting soil, the regular potting soil is kind of what the mixture is, would be okay to do as well. Trying to think what else there.
I do a happy frog. The potting soil.
Okay. Yeah. So you do a great. That's a great soil. Yep.
In the coast of Maine stuff, I get that stuff up here.
Yeah, perfect. That's, you know, good mixes right there. Definitely what you want to use. But again, it's, you know, during the blooming time, we're not using fertilizers very much. You know, you're kind of letting it do its thing because it's already gotten to that point. I'm trying to think what else for you. You know, just obviously it'll be labeled as a Christmas cactus. There are others. There's the Thanksgiving cactus and then the Easter cactus. But so just keep in mind, you know, as you're looking at them, which one you're going to be looking for. The Thanksgiving cactus would obviously be blooming earliest, very soon. Christmas cactus is really closer to Christmas, hence the idea behind it.
It's a stuck one.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think if there's any other, you know, definitely if you're going to put them in the same pots, just use a, you know, to clean them, just use like a drop of bleach in the water solution, and let it kind of sit. If it is a clay container, like a clay pot, maybe not using the bleach because it can sometimes be absorbed into the pores.
Like peroxide or something.
Yeah, just something to get any issue out. Now, if you have some more questions, hang tight with me because I do have to hit a break. We're going to be back in a few.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everybody who's just joining us. We're just getting started in the 6 o'clock hour. So welcome. It's sun starting to get ready to pop out. Probably going to rain at some point today. This is kind of what it's been. The weekend looks okay certain days, then all of a sudden it switches over. I think it might not rain as much as they thought it was going to today. So that's a good thing. Looking pretty dry for a bit here. So we can get some things done in the garden, get some things finalized, work on it, and really just wrap up the season. That's the hard part right now, is just finalizing the end of the year. Now, we do have a call, so I want to get to that. So, George, who's up next?
Eleanor, and she's got a question about her dogwood tree.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a new dogwood tree, and I know there are different types, and I thought it was something like Cursa or
Cusa. Cusa. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Anyway, we planted it in May, and it just doesn't look like it's doing well. And it really hasn't grown in height at all. There are leaves on it, and they've, you know, changed color and all. But it just does. I'm concerned that it won't make it through the winter.
Okay. Well, so one thing just to think about with the growth, the height-wise, the first 2 to 3 years of a shrub or tree coming into its own really doesn't get a lot of heavy new growth, right? And when I say heavy, I mean like that, you know, height-wise. That's going to take a little bit more time than that first season. That being said, you should have seen something on it. It's not like it's, you know, not going to grow at all. It's more... It's just getting used to its soil. It's getting used to its surroundings, etc. So I think that's part of it. But you should have seen something, right? It's not just nothing. When you planted it this spring, you know, you added a planting type mix. And did you use like a Biotone starter?
Correct. I got it from the nursery.
Yep, perfect.
Where I bought it, yeah.
So, I mean, those things are going to help it throughout. I think you're going to be surprised as what happens. One of the things that we're looking for is we're looking for a coverage of snow cover for this winter. That's really going to help the way the plant survives because the snow cover is going to protect it from some of that winter damage that could be happening. So I'd look at, is that as part of it? There's, you know, using a plant tone or a tree tone or one of those at this time doesn't usually do a lot on the first season that a tree or shrub is in the ground. That's where that Biotone starter comes into place, because the plant itself, it needs specific nutrients, and not that the Plantone doesn't have all those nutrients, but it doesn't have it as the starter aspect of it. So the Biotone is good for where you're at. I don't think another fertilizer is going to help at the moment. So, nothing to do on that aspect. But what I would continue to do is until the ground freezes, I would continue to water, even though, you know, I know it's been a lot of rain. I'm not sure whereabouts you are.
I'm in Ogunquit. And
okay.
We had a lot of rain.
Yeah, so that's going to help it in the long term. I think the effects of the weather has had a lot to do with what it looks like. I'm not worried for you. As long as it came the same leaves, etc. I do have to hit a break. If you have more questions, hang tight. It's going to be a few minutes, but we can go on a little bit more about it. So hang tight. We'll be back.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.